We're here at the East Door on the ground level. As we exit the museum, there's a quote etched into the stone overhead.
If a person walks through the woods and listens carefully, he can learn more than what is in books. George Washington Carver.
Let's take a walk through the woods. Outside, we take a left and make our way to the northeast corner of the museum, where a reproduction of an ancient Olmec head welcomes us to the Rice Native Gardens.
Since the building first opened in 1921, landscaping on the museum campus boasted little plant variation from non-native plants that depleted the health of the soil and discouraged biodiversity.
But in 2016, the museum began to transform the gardens to something more sustainable. Today, these native prairie plants help to aerate the soil and encourage visits from pollinators like birds, bats, bees, butterflies, and other bugs. The museum's Keller Science Action Center offers a series of field guides and other resources to help you plant, identify, or just appreciate native plants in your own communities.
In 2022, the Menominee Tribal Enterprises gifted a peace treat to the museum alongside the museum's new Native Truths exhibition. The Eastern White Pine, which can be found in the garden's northwest corner, symbolizes the living contract of respect between the field and the indigenous communities with whom we partner.
Around the corner, on the west side of the building, the Edible Treasures Garden offers a space for our employee community to come together and cultivate a small crop of vegetables. Those who contribute to the care of the plants are invited to harvest from them when the time is right.
There are even legumes like peas in there! In October 1942, only months before his death, Carver published one of his final bulletins, Nature's Garden for Victory and Peace. The bulletin spoke to Americans in the early years of World War II.
The bulletin offered a practical guide to edible plants that many considered to be weeds, while wartime food scarcity threatened every American's health and economic sustainability. It said, "Here is an opportunity to render a service much needed at the present time, and equally applicable to our coming rehabilitation program."
Carver's work was focused on education, empowerment, and economic equity for African American communities after the abolition of slavery. But the impact of his research reached so much further and continues to guide our work today.
Like in Stanley Field Hall, where we began our tour, a Juneteenth flag flies over the Native Gardens from June 19th through July 4th. Opal Lee, the grandmother of Juneteenth, who fought for federal recognition of the holiday in 2021, advocated for the flag to be flown through the 4th of July to acknowledge the fact that Independence Day doesn't represent freedom for everyone in the United States.
On Juneteenth, we celebrate freedom, community, and the path to progress. How far we've come and how far we still have to go.